Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show, The Metaphysical World and More. My name is Nancy, and I host the show. And today, of course, I have some new guests, and I'm excited to have them on. So I'm going to welcome to the show, and it is Susan and Wolfgang. So hi, the two of you.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Now, I'm going to ask you guys some questions, but before I do that, could you explain to the listeners, each one of you individually, one at a time, a little bit about yourselves and how you two became to start working together?
Okay, well, I had a corporate background until 2002. I worked in customer service, was a customer service executive, and I left the corporate world in 2002 and started a life coaching business that I call the Beacon of Life. And partly because everyone, I kind of had that PhD in kitchen table counseling, so life coaching seemed to be the right thing to go. And I've always had interest in what's next, what's more, into the metaphysical areas. And so I've studied a lot of different things and actually met Wolfgang at an event in Hawaii. And we started dating, and then we started living together, and then we started working together. And so, you know, we both have had, you know, training in Reiki and all kinds of different energy work. But what we found is as we open up our channels more, we've had more and more things just channel into us as far as the work that we do. So I'll let Wolfgang take it from here.
Okay.
Well, I grew up in Germany, and I never felt at home there. And I always felt there had to be more to life than I was experiencing. So I started out on a journey of what might it be? And I, through a number of circumstances, I ended up living in the United States, and I love this country. And I got involved with metaphysics and going to all these different workshops and classes and seminars and listening to tapes and reading all the self-help books. And what I love is there's so much stuff available in this country, and no matter what it is you want to learn or know more about, there's a book, there's a seminar, there's a workshop somewhere available, usually near you, lots of it in the local library, even for free. And I got involved with a lot of things. And for a long time, I studied how to make money. I wanted to have this money thing solved. I wanted to be financially independent. So I learned about money and how it works and how to work with it and created this lifestyle that I don't have to go to work tomorrow morning. I have just money coming in. That gives me the time to concentrate on what I really love, which is experiencing life in many different ways and just like sampling a smorgasbord, a buffet of life. And that's how we live.
Do you think, and either one of you can answer, but when you do, I'm just going to ask you to speak up just a little bit louder for me, please.
Sure thing.
Do you think that a lot of people right now are really tired of the ho-humdrum life that they have been leading, and they are doing more searching today and say in the last year than they have in probably a very long time?
I would say that's definitely what I'm seeing. People that I never dreamed would begin a search are searching. And, it's the energies are shifting on the planet, and people are they're realizing that there's more, and they're looking for it. And it's great fun to work with people and to see people shifting and growing. So,
if you just look at the current political situation, this election coming up, to me this is the most fascinating time ever in this country when it comes to political elections. We have seen so many changes in the last few months just with the candidates that are running. And it's just fascinating how the whole world is shifting and changing. Nothing works the way it used to.
That would be true. Now, when you guys first met each other, because this is like a relationship question, and everybody has questions about relationships, okay?
Uh-huh.
So when the two of you first met, you hear people all the time say, well, I had this great connection, and I didn't know what to do with it, but I had this great connection. So I'm assuming that the two of you had this great connection.
Well, we do. And see if I can put it in words that people can relate to. I have this experience quite frequently. I walk into a room, like a meeting room, where 100 people are in the room, and I can feel which people I resonate with, which for some reason they stick out to me. Like I can feel them in the room, across the room. And that's how it was with Susan and myself. I'd walk in the room, and my vision was drawn to her. I could feel her across the room. So I knew we had a resonance together, that it would be this close and this wonderful. I didn't know at the time, but I could feel her. I was drawn to her. And then rather than going and tipping her on the shoulder and say, hello, here I am, I said to my higher guidance, I said, you guys handle it.
Yeah, that was in, we actually knew each other for about a year before we started seeing one another, you know, before we started dating. And so it was interesting because I definitely felt a connection with him. And it wasn't until about a year later that I saw, that I got the energy that, oh, this can be more than a friendship. This can be more than, you know, what I thought it was. And it was funny because we were at an event and I found myself walking up and giving him a neck rub when I had no prior intention to do that. So the higher levels were definitely at work here.
Well, and it's very important that people listen and actually ask for it and then listen to what they've asked for. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know,
absolutely.
Asking for it, you really do get it. And it's not that you have to choose your words exact, but once you put that out there, you then have to pay attention to see what comes back. And, you know, when I do the readings and things for people, I tell them that all the time, but I find that people have a very hard time trusting that inner guide that is there and it's supposed to be there and it's your God-given right to be there, but they have this hard time trusting it. What would you suggest for the people who have the hard time trusting it? What should they do to try to start listening better?
Well, talking about my own experience here with my relationship with Susan, when I actually, I could feel Susan across the room, and I asked for my higher levels to take control and handle my relationship requirements, and I only put out one requirement to them. I said, I want my next relationship to be fun. That's the only thing that's important to me. If it's not fun, I don't want it. And I had no, I didn't go and say, oh, send Susan over here. I said, just bring me one that's fun. And it's still fun. We're now, what, 5 years later, 6 years later, and our relationship is still fun. That's good enough for me.
And as far as really, you know, trusting that guidance and following that guidance, what I found is to play with something that really doesn't matter a lot, you know, to find some little area of your life to play with. You know, like if you need a new outfit for a party, to just go to the mall and say, okay, guys, I want something that, you know, I feel good in and that makes me look nice, whatever, and just see where you're drawn to go. And so you're playing with following the guidance on something that is not that critical. And as you build up your comfort in hearing that guidance, then it's easy to begin to take it into, you know, the more important parts of your life, so to speak. Like your, you know, your life, your work, your job, your relationships.
It's kind of like a muscle. The more we exercise it, the better it works.
Mm-hmm. a lot of times what I tell people that are having a hard time trusting their inner feelings and they don't really want to ask or think they can ask, I tell them, always have a piece of paper and a pencil with you. And every time you get a gut feeling, doesn't matter what it is, a gut feeling, jot down as much of it as you can and date it. And then every 2 weeks, go back and look at all those papers that you've jotted things down on and dated and read them. And whatever comes close, doesn't have to be perfect, but whatever comes close to what you've jotted down and dated, put a check mark by it and keep doing that for like 6 to 8 weeks. And at the end of that 6 to 8 weeks, you'll see there's many, many check marks there. And it could have been something that you came up with 6 weeks ago, but at the end of the 8 weeks, you're just now getting it. And I said, and that will help people to understand that it's there. It's just listening a little bit better.
That's a wonderful exercise. I hadn't heard it put quite that way before, but that sounds great.
Well, it's easy. You know, everybody has thoughts all day long. And jotting them down puts that eye-hand coordination together. But then rereading what you have jotted down to see how it compares and a check mark by it, that logical mind that people keep trying to go back to will slowly get out of the way so that their intuitive part of them can really start to get more powerful and start to pay attention to their feelings that they're getting.
That sounds great. That is a wonderful exercise. See, what I've found for myself is the further I get with trusting my own guidance, the more my conscious mind is at ease with me trusting the guidance that comes in. In the beginning, it's almost like the mind would throw a fit and say, oh my God, we're going to die if we follow this guidance thing. We don't know where this is coming from and what it's going to tell us. But as I've done similar things like what you just described, I have built up this trust and this knowing that it'll work out. Just go with it. The wonderful exercise you described.
Yeah, and it really, it's very, very important that people just learn to trust it. And it's something that most people I have found, all the years I've been doing readings, that they have that hard time because we're really taught to be logical. And I look at them, I go, but logic doesn't work, you know? It makes you worry. It makes you get stressed. It makes you change your mind. And logic doesn't really work. So this exercise will actually help you to get logic out of the way.
Yeah, wonderful.
Now, you guys do a lot of things because you help people with their relationships. You help them to get, you know, the unlimited life that they want. You help them with health. You help them with all of those things. Do you guys give classes? Do you do it by email, internet? How do you do it?
Well, I think classes are coming in the future, but they're kind of on the radar right now. What we have done so far is we work with people mostly over the phone and some one-on-one sessions, either through just like a coaching conversational type of guidance where we, you know, they talk to us about whatever's going on and we follow our guidance in sharing with them some more options that they have to look at. And then we also have a modality that was channeled to me 6 months ago or so that we call infusion of love. And what that does is it assists people in creating movement or clarity in their life. And so they don't even tell us what it is they're working on. It's just an energetic process that we go through with them that then within usually a couple of weeks, they start seeing some change and shift in that area of their life. That we do, I started doing that with one-on-one sessions, and then I was guided on how to do that over the phone. It was a challenge for me to figure out how to do it over the phone, but once I got that, I find that my phone clients are pretty happy with it. And so a lot of all of our work so far is conversational or energetic. And classes, like I say, I know they're coming. We can feel it. We just haven't gotten the details yet.
Okay. Now, you guys have a website that the people could go to. Do you want to give that out?
Sure. It's www.beacon, that's B-E-A-C-O-N, www.of-life.com. And on that website, they can also sign up. We do a newsletter once a week. It's we write articles about stuff that's going on in our life and kind of different ways to look at life. And that's free, and they can sign up for the newsletter on the website as well.
Okay. Now, if they want to get a hold of you, that's the best way to get a hold of you. Is there a phone number that they could call, or is it the website the best?
The phone number they can call is area code 775-751-8044.
Okay. You want to repeat both of those things again?
Excuse me. The phone number again is area code 775-751-8044. And the website is www.beacon-of-life.com.
Okay. Now, the weekly wisdom, let's talk a little bit about that because, you know, you guys do a lot of things with that. So maybe explain a little bit more of what the weekly wisdom really entails.
Okay. That's our newsletter, and it started in, I think it was the fall of 2002. I was driving down the Highway 1 in California on a trip, and it was kind of foggy on the coast, and every curve I would take, I would come out of the fog, and oh my God, suddenly there would be sunshine and some gorgeous scene that would take my breath away.
Susan, can I have you talk just a little bit louder?
Sure. I was driving down Highway 1, and, you know, it was very curvy, very foggy. Every turn I would take, I would, you know, I'd see some magical, wonderful thing. And then it occurred to me, this is very much like living in the moment. I couldn't see what was behind me. I couldn't really see what was coming. All I could see is where I needed to turn my wheel next, and I would be rewarded with these wonderful views. So I kind of wrote that down as an article, and I thought, oh, I can do this every week. And so what I do is I write about something that happens in my life, and I write about different ways to look at that, either something happening in my life or something that people are talking about a lot. Like this week I talked about community, and because a lot of people are talking about wanting to find a community of like-minded people. And in many cases, they want to find that and move in and live there forever. And so I wrote an article kind of challenging people to look beyond that, to go to the community, gain your confidence in yourself, but then step out and shine your light in the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the kind of things that we write about. And Wolfgang, about a year ago, started what we call Wolfgang's Corner.
And I write just a little column on thoughts that present for me on issues that show up in my life, just to give some ideas on how to look at life from a different angle. To me, going to all the meetings I go and meeting all the peoples we meet, it's so interesting to see how just a shift in perception opens up a whole new possibility in life so many times, which is, I think, the same thing that you do in your readings. You show people a different view of their situation, and that opens the door to possibility.
Yeah, and that's true. Yeah, I find that many people are really doing a lot of this searching. And I know that a lot of them are very uncomfortable because of where they're at the moment. And a lot of them have this fear that they're never going to be able to change that, you know. And I tell them, if you put out there never, you will get never. So changing the words to make them positive and changing your thoughts to make them positive will really make all the difference in the world. Would you guys agree with that?
Of course. how we think and how we talk, that's what creates our future. So by just simply changing our language and changing our thought patterns, that brings a whole new life experience.
Yeah, what I have found is that the more that I tell people how wonderful life can be and how it just gives better and better than I ever dreamed it could be, the more that actually comes true.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's absolutely the words, the thoughts, they all tie together to create where it is you're going. That's like putting in the address on the navigation system. What are you putting in?
Mm-hmm.
And so I know for a lot of people it's tough. And so that's where people like us come into play, is a lot of times the best thing I do for someone sometimes is to give them the encouragement,
mm-hmm.
and to help them build their confidence that they can do it, that they can change their life.
And we really go one step before that. We let them know that their life is not wrong now. Just by accepting where we are today, we can then look and say, okay, this was great so far, and where do I want to go from here? If I keep doing the same things I have been doing in the same way, I will get the same life experience. Or do I want to call this, I'm complete with whatever it is they come to us with, and open the door to possibility to start living life in a different way. It's a choice. This is called the planet of free choice, and that's what makes it so much fun. We can choose to keep doing it the same way, or we can choose change.
Mm-hmm.
And neither is right or wrong.
Mm-hmm. You know what the meaning of insanity, the definition of insanity is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The definition, so it goes, is doing the same thing exactly the same way over and over and over again and expecting a different outcome.
Right.
And I have told this to people and they look at me like, what? It's like, think about this. You are in a relationship that you know you're not really happy with, but you're afraid to make a change, but you're going to keep doing the same thing again and again and again, and yet your heart is crying out for change.
Yeah.
And then I will ask them, what does it take to make a change? And then they'll come up with some of their answers. And I encourage them with whatever answer they're coming up with. Because the majority of the people who are kind of stuck, you call it a rut. I call it, well, you have stepping out of their boxes and jumping out of their rut. And I call it sometimes being in their pity party box, because they're so far deep in that they can't see the light at all, let alone take a foot out of it.
Yeah.
And so it's important that people know that they don't have to really stay there. But if they do, you know, they can expect what they already know.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that I think all of us who are in this field bring to the client is, I mean, I'm sure you have lived many lifetimes in this one body.
Oh, yeah.
You have, you know, so many things in your life have completely changed. And that's the same with us. Our lives, we've lived so many different lives in one body. So we know all about change. We know that how scary it can be sometimes. We know that it's very uncomfortable the first time you make a major change. And yet all of us can be here as examples to say, see, it can be done. And there's a whole bunch of people here in the world that are ready and willing to encourage you and guide you along that,
mm-hmm.
if it's where you want to go.
And again, that's so important. I mean, people, I think in their heart, they know that they can really have everything they want. But I think that we've been raised in this logical world that tries to tell us that we can't, whether it's society, religion, parents, life. And I think people really have to take a step back out of that and see that there's a whole total different area that they could really work with or work with somebody to help them get beyond that.
Yeah, I see one of the real strong things that has helped me through my life is whenever I would question the rules. You know, I mean, I grew up with you can do anything if you work hard enough at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked really, really hard, and I was very successful. And if I hadn't stepped away from that, I, you know, would have ended up with some massive disease. And so I had to look at, okay, well, who said you had to work hard? And, well, who says this thing is true? And who says that I can't have everything I want? And so it really just that questioning opened up a lot of doors, because when you get down to it, you realize, well, somebody said that, but does that make it true?
Mm-hmm.
And I think as people open up to realize that they can make changes in their life, then, you know, they start questioning those beliefs. And then they, you know, shift their beliefs and ultimately just give up on having any beliefs to limit them whatsoever. But step one is just questioning what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
And step two is look at who you surround yourself with. Is it for my highest and best good to hang out with the people I hang out with and I listen to, and whether that's in person or it's on the TV, what programs do I watch? Are they building me up, or are they taking energy away from me? It's all my choice. I got the remote control right here in my hand. I can choose who I hang out with, what I listen to, what I read, and how does that affect my life. See, that's the beauty. We have the choice.
Why do you guys think that people are so afraid to make different choices?
Change does not come easy to everybody. A lot of people are so entrained in their thinking and in their everyday life that they're frightened of change. And yet, we are in a time in this world where change is here. We might as well deal with it because it's right in our face everywhere we look.
You know, and a lot of people, their brain is so used to coming up with all of the things that could go wrong. And they don't have practice thinking about all of the things that could go right and all of the doors that could open if they make this change. They're so afraid of closing a door that they never get around to stepping through doors that are opening up for them all over the place. They, you know, so It is a fear-based planet at times, and I mean, fear is what sells television time. So a lot of people working from a place of knowing instead of a place of fear, working from a place of trust, is just so uncomfortable and unfamiliar that it's very difficult for them to do that. And that's why we like to talk to people about, you know, playing the game with something small. That maybe you don't start out saying, okay, I'm going to turn my whole life upside down. You pick something little and start gaining trust and confidence in just the process of change.
A lot of people have a hard time picking something little because, I mean, the book out there, The Secret, the DVD, The Secret, all of those, you know, have a lot of overwhelming things in it, like, you know, change, and you can do this, and, you know, and a lot of people have a hard time with understanding that The Secret works, but like you said, it's done slowly, and they don't get it that it needs to be slow so you don't miss any steps. So a lot of the people, when they read The Secret, they try what is in The Secret, but they get so, you know, disharmony with it because it doesn't appear to be working.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And, I mean, I think your guys' approach of taking a little thing first, let your mind see that it does work and it does change, and then start to take a few more steps would probably be a better way to really reach, you know, out there and get what they really want.
See, we didn't get where we are today with one quantum leap either. It took us a lot of years for our life to really transform, and I call it we live in the flow. We are going with the flow of life and really enjoy every moment of it. And it didn't happen overnight. It happened, we did it in little steps. And that's what we share with people. When we do sessions with people, we share the little successes in our lives. And all these little changes over a year's period of time, they add up to one major quantum leap.
Mm-hmm.
And we tell stories and we encourage people we work with. And it kind of, once you get the hang of it or you trust enough to go make these little baby steps, it just starts transforming the whole life. It's really easy. When people hang out with people like you and us and many, many others, their whole lives transform, and it's not as scary as it looks in the beginning.
We know that.
Well, and one thing one analogy is that you don't take a 6-year-old and in, you know, a day, a week, or a month have them graduate from college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go through many, many steps to get to that point. And the good news about transforming your life is it doesn't take, 16 to 20 years to do it. You can start making some changes, really right away if you're, when you're really willing and understand where the change needs to come from.
Mm-hmm.
Because none of us can change anybody's life. Everybody
right.
has to change it themselves. And for a lot of people, that becomes the stumbling block. They watch The Secret and they try that for a little bit. And what we do wouldn't sell a bunch of movies like The Secret. It's just not so traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
But they watch that, they try a little bit, but they're still hanging around all of the people that tell them it'll never work, and they're still watching the stuff on TV that tells them it's not going to work, and big surprise, it doesn't work. So it's really a matter of people, having a willingness to look at all the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And just recognizing possibilities and being willing to consider the possibility of making a change is probably, one of the most profound and powerful steps somebody can do. Once they're open to a possibility, then it's much easier for them to step into that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, they have to kind of take a breath and slow down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And not expect to look at a necklace in the window and have it tomorrow.
Right, and that's what I tell people too. I tell them, it did not take you overnight to get where you are, so you can't expect everything to be totally in order overnight either.
Right.
So you
right.
have to do your part. You do have to work with it, and you have to trust it, and you have to believe it. And people start to understand that better. Then they hear, oh, yeah, I can change your life overnight, and, oh, you can have all the money you want in the world. And, it's like people tell me that, and I go, yeah, really? Then why don't you have it?
Yes, for only $99.95.
Yeah, and you get a little upset with me, but, I'm more of a realistic person, I guess, when it comes to stuff like this, because it really didn't take overnight to get there. And there's no quick fix for this, although that's what people want. There's not. It
no,
does take
we,
time.
We look for baby steps. To give you an example, a client came to me 2.5 years ago, and he's health-wise in really bad shape, and he was on hospice with less than a year to live. And he says, oh, I'm a short-timer. And he was playing his pity party program.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, that doesn't work for me. I'll be happy to work with you, but we got to laugh. We got to find something good about life that we can laugh. And so we literally just sit around and tell tall tales from the past or from the present and find the humor in life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with only a year or less to live, now we are 2.5 years down the road. His health is better than it was the day I met him. He has more fun in life. And as you can tell, 1 year has now grown into 2.5 years, and there's no telling. He might be around for another 10 or 20,
mm-hmm.
and maybe not. And it's not about extending his life. It is just about having fun, experiencing every day to the best that we can experience it, and then who cares how long it takes. But we have a lot of fun together, and his life is much better today than it used to be, I believe.
Oh, I'm sure that's true. One of the things I also tell people, in the morning, the very first thing, you know, they turn on the television or they turn on the radio, and all they hear is all the gunk and nastiness that happened the night before, which puts them already in a down mood. So I tell them, as soon as your alarm goes off, turn it off, don't turn the radio on, don't turn the television on, put both feet on the floor and say loud and proud, this is a great day.
Absolutely. Amen. Yeah, that is the big key for change is to stop trying to change.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, to really see that what's going on right here, right now, is what it is. And whatever it is, I can find a way to feel good about myself and the world, no matter what's going on. So to start from a place of neutrality and then say, well, what do you want to do next? People turn, you know, they look back later and go, wow, look at the changes we've made.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't necessarily because it's the step of getting them out of a need to change, because they keep telling themselves they need to change. Well, they're going to keep needing to change. Again, going back to the language. And so what you're talking about is, yeah, this is a great day. And what do we want to do next?
Yeah,
and it's really an attitude adjustment. You know, life is all about your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, and so a big thing is attitude adjustment and you know, figure out how to have some fun. You're here. You might as well have some fun.
Yep, I'm all for fun, too. Now, you talked a little bit about health, because I am a very firm believer that we actually can make ourselves sick by not making ourselves happy.
Uh-huh.
And so when I tell people that, they, of course, look at me again like I'm crazy, but that's all right, you know. And I tell them, just think about what you're putting into your body, whether it's the food or the thought or your emotions. You know, is it a positive or is it a negative? Because if it's going to be a negative, which is what a lot of people have gotten used to and they think that's all they can have or do, then it's going to get worse as time goes on. And then I tell them that if you switch that to positives by changing the words or the thoughts to positive, it does make a whole big difference. And I believe that if people could do that, many people who are sick probably would not be sick. What do you guys think?
Food, to me, is such an interesting subject. I have watched a lot of people that are very conscious about what products they put into their bodies. And I have seen people eat health food and be extremely healthy and well and wonderful, feel great, have lots of energy. And I've seen people that eat this so-called health food and they crave comfort foods and they don't like the taste of the food they eat. And it's not working for them. And then I have seen people eat junk food and enjoy every bite of it and seem very healthy and having a lot of fun, and it works for them well, too. And I wonder, is it more the attitude we have about what we put in our bodies than the actual product? How do we feel about how we live, and whether it is food or whether it's our relationships? If I'm in a relationship where I really don't like the other person, but I feel obligated to be around him, whether it's at work or at home, what am I in a healthy environment with healthy thoughts about what goes on, or am I in a toxic environment or eat food that I hate, but I think it, I should be eating it? And how is this all working together? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm for the junk food that I enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's true, because that's one of the things I say to people. You know, they tell me, well, you know, I've got to lose weight. And I look at them and I go, well, first of all, if you're telling me that you've got to lose weight, chances are you're not going to lose any weight. And they look at me like I'm nuts. And they go, but I'm on a diet, and I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And I go, yeah, but here's what happens when it comes to weight. Usually when we put on weight, it's because we have put our emotions under some form of stress. Whether we're aware of it or not, we have put ourselves under some kind of stress. Our bodies are such miracles. They are designed to protect us at all costs. So what our bodies think is, because we're under stress and there's something that's not quite harmonious with us, that they need to bulk us up. So they normally will add what they consider armor, we consider fat. And then all of a sudden, we say to ourselves, I've got to lose weight. And then your mind kicks in, because your mind is designed to lose nothing, and goes, oh, no, we're not. And it goes all crazy. And if you've lost a couple pounds and you say, oh, man, I lost like 3 pounds, within that coming month, you're probably going to have that 3 pounds back and a little bit more, because your mind has now done its job to find what you've stated that you lost. So I joke with them. I go, maybe changing the words would help. And the words that you could use would be something like this. How great it is, the weight has gone home, away from me, where it belongs now. And they look at me and go, oh, that sounds good. I go, yeah, well, here's the theory behind that. When your mind hears the word home, it is made to relax. The thought process of home is a gentle word, so you relax. If your mind can relax, your body is going to relax. And as your body relaxes, there is no need for your body to bulk you up. So just change the words a little bit. You know, don't be mean to yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Change your words. Change your thoughts. Make it sound good so your body and your mind can accept it. And the people who have tried it come back and they go, oh, man, Nancy, that really worked well. It's like, well, you really are doing it the right way, and it's designed to work that well if you just are careful with what you say or how you say it. So I asked you about health, because a lot of people appear to be unhealthy. And it's not, I don't think, because of, quote, the junk food that they keep telling us about. I think it's more their emotional relationship within themselves and with whoever else they're around.
I would agree. And what you just said reminded me of, my whole concept of life is to be in harmony, to live harmonious with the world around me. That's what I strive for, to be in harmony with the people around me, with my surroundings, like the buzzwords of how green do you live, how environmentally conscious do you live. We have always done that, just we didn't have the buzzwords. We don't waste energy if it's not necessary, and have this consciousness of just be in harmony with our surroundings and the world around us, and it makes for a very peaceful, joyous experience for me.
Well, see, I used to, in one of my earlier lives in this body, I used to be very diet conscious and health conscious, and you know, did ate what I what they said I was supposed to eat and all of that stuff. And I spent a lot of time and money at doctor's offices, and I just didn't feel very good.
Mm-hmm.
And now I work more along the lines of, okay, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to live in harmony. If my body wants chocolate cake, my body gets chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get sick now. I'm very healthy and vibrant, and yeah, my size doesn't indicate that. Doctors would say, "Ooh, you're overweight," but I feel great,
mm-hmm.
and so it's all about for me how I feel, and looking at the food as a gift from God, as opposed to some horrible thing that somebody processed. Thank you for processing this so that I can eat it now.
Mm-hmm.
it's really looking at all of it in a different light, and also, like you say, looking at the other things going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not happy in some area of your life, that's going to show up in your body sometime or another.
Oh, yeah, I think so. The other thing, when it comes to relationships, I'm also a very firm believer that in order to really be in a good relationship, you have to kind of like yourself and love yourself. What do you guys think about that?
Absolutely. I had to feel like I was whole and complete, and I lived by myself for a long time before Wolfgang and I got together, and I was just peachy with that. And we weren't two halves, we're not two halves that make a whole. We're two wholes that like to walk side by side together.
Mm-hmm.
That was very important to me. Not that it was on my list, as I mentioned earlier. I had only fun on my list. But I wasn't looking for a subservient partner or for one that I can look up to. I was looking for somebody that I can see eye to eye with. And it's a challenge. Susan is a foot shorter than me, so this eye to eye looking, we need a stepping stool for that. But we live in this harmony together. To give you an example, Susan and I never argue and we never fight. We do discuss issues that we may look different upon, but we don't get in arguments, we don't get in fights. We never say, "Oh, you can't do that," to each other.
Mm-hmm.
We live in harmony together.
And part of that is we've come to realize that if I have an issue with something, it's my issue. And so I look at, well, why does that bother me? And a lot of times, once I get clear on, oh, it's this, and I've got it tied to some past experience that doesn't really apply anymore, once I let that go, either he doesn't do the thing anymore or I don't notice it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even go and tell him, "Honey, I have an issue with this." I just notice that, oh, I've got an issue, but it's mine. So let me deal with it, and then if we have a discussion about something after that, it's a very harmonious discussion to talk about what's going on and how we both feel. But we don't fight and throw things and yell and scream and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Which it doesn't work anyway.
No.
Because see, if somebody is yelling and screaming, and you're both are doing that, which is usually the case, that means nobody, if anybody, is listening.
Yeah.
And in order to communicate, someone has to listen and somebody has to talk. And without that, back and forth, talking and listening.
See,
so I tell people, yelling isn't really going to be your answer here. If you really want to get somebody's attention, whisper.
Yeah.
And they go, "What?" I go, "Yeah, think about this. You go into a crowded room. Everybody's doing a lot of talking, and you think nobody's going to hear you. And one person starts to whisper in that room. Guess what happens?
It gets quiet real quick.
It gets quiet real quick. So I say, if you really want to get somebody's attention, don't yell and fight and scream, because that's not going to do it. They just block you right out. But whisper. And people go, maybe I ought to try that. And yeah, it would probably help not only the communication, but it would help your stress level to go down. So you see, I have a lot of fun too. And I really think the fun is important. If you cannot have fun, then you're really kind of going the wrong direction here, and you need to kind of revamp the way you're feeling about things. You need to take another whole look at it and look at, like you both have said, the joy and the peace and all of the love that is out there for the taking. You just have to allow it.
That's it. I work on opening my heart chakra. I love connecting with people from the heart level. It's such a soothing, wonderful energy when we are around people we can really connect with. Once I got the hang of that, I practice that a lot.
I think everybody should actually practice it. It would make a big difference with energy in general.
Oh, yeah. There's just one thing people tell me sometimes that's missing with our lifestyle. We don't get to have makeup sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good.
We've heard stories about it, but, you know.
Well, you could pretend, you know. You could say, hey, we had a good date. Let's go make up. That would work. When I do the readings, I joke with people because there's a card in my deck that I call the horny card. And when it comes up, I look at the person and go, are you kind of horny? And they look at me and their face drops and they start laughing. Like, they already got it now.
Uh-huh.
Would you guys please give out your
reading
website
now, do they?
And your phone number again?
Well, I think that's one of the magical parts about the work that you do is you're not a traditionalist.
No.
You know, and so you take people by surprise, and it loosens them up, and they get comfortable, and then they can hear you. It's beautiful. We watched you. We met you at the Lightworker broadcast in June, and it was just great joy to watch you.
Well, thank you. I like to have fun.
Yeah.
See, that really is the cure for a lot of things, is to have fun. And if you can't laugh at yourself, then you need to learn how to do that, because it really is a big, big way to get through this life that we have here. And it's a big way to get your energy to really open up and allow people to really see, you know, who you are. And then you don't have to be afraid or try to pretend. You know, it's too hard to pretend. It's just, you know, kind of like yourself, love yourself, be who you are. Let it happen for you. You know, it's just there waiting. All you have to do is just kind of step into it, you know. Would you guys give out your website and your phone number again, please?
Absolutely. The website is www.beacon.life.com. And our phone number is area code 775-751-8044.
Great. If somebody wants to have a session with you guys, how long are your sessions?
I do some, some of the coaching sessions are about half an hour. The infusion of love, I usually tell people to set aside 45 minutes to an hour for that. The energy tells me when we're done.
Okay.
So it's not a set time, but it's never gone over an hour.
But if I may comment on that for just a moment, the infusion of love is really a neat modality. And if you came to us and said, oh, I'd like to experience that, what we would tell you is think about what in your life you want to change or movement or clarity on. Do not tell us what it is. Since we don't know, it doesn't get our minds involved.
Mm-hmm.
And we do this session with you, and then you watch for next week or two and see whether you get your change. it's really an empowering thing to the client to see how they can do this. We are just assisting with the energy without our minds involved in it.
And, of course, if people want to call us and talk over possibilities, we're happy to, do those consultations and see what works, what would work for them.
Yeah, 'cause kind of everybody's like a little different, so it's important that people can be themselves and not, be worried or ashamed or afraid that somebody's going to make fun of them. And I highly doubt that the two of you would ever make fun of anybody. You sound like you're having too much fun yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And
we have enough fun making fun of ourselves. So.
But really, that is really, it's the way to make it. Like I said, you can look at yourself in the mirror and you can say, I like me and I love me. But you also have to accept you, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So one more time, give out your website and your phone number because we're almost out of time, you guys.
Wow, this has gone fast. The website is www.beacon.of/life.com. The phone number is area code 775-751-8044.
Great. BBS has told me today that they are actually going to do some live, live video streaming. And so we're going to be starting some different classes. And one of the classes that I'm going to do is called Your Empowerment. And when I get that going, I'd really like to have the two of you back on face-to-face, in person, on air, so live, so people can see you. And we'll just have a lot of fun and make a lot of people laugh. And in the process, maybe bring some of them out of where they're at. And hopefully they can step out of their little boxes or out of their rut, too. What do you think about that?
That sounds like a lot of fun.
That sounds wonderful.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. Anyway, I'd like to thank you guys for being on the show. It was a pleasure having you, and it was a lot of fun, actually. So thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nancy, for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And you, the listeners, I'd like to thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the show. May God bless all of you. Have a great week. Take care, and love yourself and love the others. Bye now.
Bye.